Well, I'm not actually taken over as yet. I'll take over from our current chairman, Clark Carlisle, at the in the middle of November. But I've been on the management committee at the PFA for a number of years now, working with a number of players that put themselves forward to help the organisation. Current players, and obviously it's a current player that has the role of the chairman to work alongside, Gordon Taylor and all the other executives within the PFA.
How big a role is this? How demanding a role is this?
Well, it's basically a representation of the management committee in form of current players still playing in the game. Obviously, we have lots of people working within the organisation in Manchester and in London. And obviously, we meet as much as we can as a committee. Obviously, playing schedules dictate that a little bit. But we try and have our input as to how and what we do as an organisation, and trying to look after our members, current members, and obviously the thousands of members that aren't playing anymore.
Do you have? I know you only. This news has only broken in the last half an hour or so. But do you have ideas and almost like a manifesto that you want to put an imprint on the PFA here?
Well, I think there's been some fantastic work gone on from when the organisation has formed, and I think we've grown as an organisation and a union, terrifically well. I think what's been already put in place is amazing. The way we look after our members in terms of trying to get them re-educated and the help we give them in their accident funds and benevolent funds and things like that. But what we are is a strong committee with lots of input. We can lobby for change. We can't ones that authorise it. We're not a governing body, but what we can do is lobby for change. And as a committee, there are lots of fantastic ideas put forward. Some we can do and some we can't.
What's the biggest challenge, do you think, facing footballers and the PFA as a whole nowadays?
Well, it's obviously we know it's a short career. On average, I think it's about a 7-year career. So we've got a lot of fallout from scholars that don't quite make the professional game, but we try to re-educate them and get them qualifications in order to go out into the workplace and get jobs, as well as lads who have to retire through injury. There's lads like myself who have been really fortunate to have a long career in the game, and all of us are mindful of that. And so that what we're trying to do is make sure that once the lads come out of the game, they're in a decent state to start their second career, as you might say.
And it's not like you don't have enough commitments right now with a full season with Chesterfield, fatherhood. You've got enough on your plate.
I'm just out with him now. My little boy was born on Friday. It's his first walk out. So, it's been an amazing week. But obviously, the position with the PFA will kickstart in November. And obviously, I can speak to the committee and with Clark and with Gordon along the way, so that I'm ready to take over at the AGM.